This one, I don't know, it's kind of like the putting good time on Love You. It doesn't quite fit. You can tell that there's some age between the tracks, but this is one that other people, you know, over the years seem to like for whatever reason, and this is what got us on Tom's label, and we just it never really reached a large audience, not that we did with Agony, but we are sort of getting to a larger audience, so we wanted people to hear this because this was kind of our, this was like the first one we did where we actually were ourselves and we did a straight vocal instead of trying to do this sort of cartoony crap or just instrumental stuff. So this was the start of what we later progressed on to.
Okay, this song actually began its life in 1991 when I got Mike a sampling Casio tone. No, not a Casio tone. What's that?
It was a realistic.
Realistic, yeah. Realistic sampling keyboard. And we began phase two of the Scallions with the sampler EP era. And we did this crazy song called Gladys. And then Mike actually took the music, rearranged it, and it became its own big long track, which was a lot of fun to record because I remember like I was playing like brushes and he's doing bass drum and we're doing like all these different crazy things and everything. But originally it had no vocals. Or up until a certain point, I didn't have any vocals. And then I had the idea of taking it. It's not a brilliant idea, but I just took like the bass thing that I did in the song and actually made a vocal melody line out of that. And I wrote the lyrics about my now wife's grandmother who passed away. And again, this is one of those, for us, I think it's one of those milestones where it's like we kind of graduated from basically trying to rip off the Residents, you know, tooth and nail, and just kind of come into our own and make like pop-ish kind of music, but retaining some quirky, wacky elements and everything, but still being our, not making cartoon voices or anything like that, though.
And oddly enough, the grandmother's name wasn't Gladys. Gladys goes back to the inception of the song. It's that name came from.
Yeah.
But and this chorus here, we had something like that in the original song, but it was a lot more cartoony, and we tried to make it a little more melodic, put some harmony in there. And I mean, it's not a masterpiece. It is what it is. But
oh, I think this song's great. But you know what, Tom Timoney, he has said to various people, like Tom Timoney is a person who worked with the Residents for a time period, actually ran their label, blah, 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 blah. Super nice guy, super cool. First person to even, like, give us the time of day. but he's actually told other people he thinks, like, Gladys is, like, one of the perfect pop songs ever written, and he called us a modern-day Zombies. So that's cool, man.
Well, that's a compliment. He was nice enough to listen to our tapes and, you know, each time tell us where we were going wrong and in our Resident ripoff mode. We listen to that stuff now and they think, what the hell were we thinking?
We had this song called Buttercup. I'm not trying to cut you off.
Yeah.
But we had this song called Buttercup, which I still think is a great song. And it goes along, Mike sings this really like melancholy kind of vocal, like it sounds really cool, and then I bust into this like residential like kind of vocal, and I think that's what threw Tom off. He's like, well, he didn't want to see us as a bunch of Residents ripoffs, you know.
But luckily he stuck with us, and we got to a point where he felt that we were ready to actually release something.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. And you know what, we're running out of time. It's another story for another day, but I'll tell you what, that was a good time. I love that.